In this video, we're going to talk about SEO hubs and keyword bundling. This, I think, is one of the more powerful concepts that I'll introduce in this course. I think it'll unlock some different ways of thinking about producing content and about providing value for people on the internet. Normally, when you think of producing content, you think of a blog role where it's just a subpath on a website and there's posts and there's posts and there's posts and there's posts. And they're just all of these individual posts that all talk about different topics, the 10 best ways to do this, or the top three reasons for this, and yada, 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 right? This is actually the way most people produce content on the internet. And there's nothing specifically wrong with it. You can do very well with SEO by producing content in this way, but it's certainly not the most powerful way to produce content on your website. What I'm going to introduce to you is the hub. The way a hub works is instead of having a blog role where every page is isolated and has its own backlink profile, it has its own isolated authority, we're going to put content at subpaths on your website. The way I have it laid out here, this post here would be at yourdomain.com/topic/subtopic/post. And each of these paths would resolve to some piece of content or some page that is valid on your website. Yourwebsite.com/topic would be a very generic page, right? It would be a very top-level page, but it would point to and have internal links to all of these different posts because everything underneath this topic would be relevant to that generic topic. But then if you get to the subtopic page, this subtopic page is still going to be a little bit more generic, but it's only going to have internal links to the posts that are sub to this subtopic. This subtopic page can be maybe something that's a little lower volume, a little lower difficulty, something that's a little less searched, but it's still a subtopic within this topic. If you can find enough ideas to fit within this subtopic and you can have multiple posts within that subtopic, then it would be a good fit for a subtopic. Then the posts themselves tend to be more specific keywords. And I made a little diagram outlining what I'm talking about here. The way our website's going to be laid out is specifically related to this results or informational content. It's going to be yourdomain.com/generic topic keywords/more specific topic keywords/very specific topic keyword. There's a lot of advantages to structuring our website content in this way. What happens as a result of that was we're able to get traffic really quickly because those specific pages are targeting very, very low difficulty keywords. And these are keywords that either no one has written content for or very few people have written content for. And so you're going to be able to jump up into the top 10 positions for that keyword relatively quickly. Also, for these very specific topic keywords, it's easier to produce impactful and specific content. We've talked about this a couple times in the keyword research module, but when it's easier to produce impactful and specific content, you have a much better chance at converting a reader into a customer or at least joining your audience. Another advantage of the hub is internal linking can decrease the bounce rate. So one of the ranking factors that we talked about in the previous module on Google is the click-through rate and the bounce rate. The click-through rate can be increased by writing specific content because if you're able to produce a specific piece of content that addresses what that user is searching for exactly, and it's something very specific, then they're definitely going to click on your result. So that's going to increase your click-through rate, which is probably going to increase your position on Google. And then by decreasing the bounce rate, which is basically when people come back to Google after having the result, if you're able to pull people into your website using internal links, you're pulling them away from Google, that's going to decrease your bounce rate back to Google. And Google's going to see that as a green flag, and they're going to assume that your content is really good at addressing whatever queries or questions that person has about that topic. But it's going to increase your perceived value to Google. It's going to increase your trustworthiness to Google, and ultimately will increase your positions. The next advantage is that the content works together and passes PageRank. If you include internal links from higher authority pages on your website, you can internally link to subtopics and sub-subtopics, and that's going to pass some of that domain authority to your subtopic pages. So the advantage of this is that it's really hard to build links for content. Unless the content is just massively valuable, it's hard to build links for content. And so if you're able to pass some of that authority that you have on your website website down to those very specific pages, it gives them a much better and quicker path to ranking in the top 10 for those specific keywords that you're trying to target with those specific pieces of content. Now, this also allows you to rank for tough keywords over time or highly difficult keywords over time. Those generic topic and subtopic pages can target more difficult keywords. And the goal initially isn't for those keywords to rank over time, but because of the bundling of the information of the hub, it tends to make that grouping of information very attractive for links because you have lots of content that addresses a lot of different questions that people might have related to a topic on the internet. And so hub pages can be real link magnets because it's just a really valuable page. Instead of linking to all of these different little pieces of content, you can just link to one piece of content. Just go to this hub. It has all the information that you need about this topic. Because those hub pages are link magnets, it builds the page authority for those hubs, and that page authority can be passed down through those internal links, and ultimately the hub as a whole can have a much better aggregate link profile than structuring your website like the blog roll, like the first slide that I showed you, where every post is just an isolated post. Yes, you can technically have internal linking in those posts, but because of the subpath nature of the content hub, Google perceives the subcontent as sub to the parent content. And so it really strengthens that hierarchy and it strengthens the organization of the content on your website. And it makes it much easier for people to find all the information that they need. And Google knows this. Google knows this is the best way to present information on the internet. And it works really well for SEO. And I wouldn't be telling you this if this wasn't a common practice. It's a very common practice. And really the only businesses that do it on the internet are the ones that have the best SEO profiles. There's any number of websites that does the blog roll thing and they do okay. But the ones that are really going after it in really competitive industries and really pushing the envelope, they're using SEO hubs for their informational content. So the process of finding these hub type keywords, we're still going with the results intent type keywords, but we're going to look at the process for finding more specific keywords and more generic keywords. So you can either go with a top-down approach or a bottom-up approach. The bottom-up approach would be to write very specific content for specific keywords, then bundle it into less specific topical hubs, and then bundle that into large immersive singular hubs that just covers all the information on a big topic. Or you can start with your keyword research by finding really big generic topic keywords and then drilling down in, finding more specific topic keywords within, and then finding even more specific topic keywords within those. And so there's really no right way to do it, but I'll give you an example of how to do this on Ahrefs when we do a little bit more keyword research. So the goal is to find one core generic topic for your hub and then 3 to 10 subtopics and 3 to 10 subtopics for each subtopic. And so that tends to be the best way to structure your information. This allows people to get very quickly to a very specific piece of information, depending on how you have it presented on your website and how you have the navigation set up. You don't want to have 100 or 1,000 subtopics. You want to be able to organize the information in a way where it's really accessible and people are able to get to the information that they need quickly. So let's take a look at some different hubs. First up, we have educational hubs. Educational hubs are hubs that specifically teach people information. And so one of the really good examples I found of an educational hub is they have this scrimba.com/learn/learn JavaScript. And this is their learn JavaScript course. And of course, they're trying to target the learn JavaScript keyword with this course. And what makes this a really cool hub is because they actually have it broken up into a hub structure right here on this page. And it's basically just the course itself. Honestly, that's really one of the best ways to think about hubs is how would you design this as a course? You can even think of this course as an example. The topic is SEO. The submodules are the foundations, keyword research, producing content, and distribution. And then there's sub videos within those modules and subtopics within those modules. That's exactly what Scrimba is doing here. They have their course, but then right inside, you can jump to the very specific lesson that you might want to jump to. Maybe you're just looking for how to increment on clicks for a button, and it takes you right to the piece of content that can help you do that. This is a great example of an educational hub. It teaches people something useful, and ultimately what Scrimba is trying to do is get you to unlock this course by logging in your email address and ultimately gets you into their audience, and then they can sell you their paid courses. Informational hubs are a little bit different. They might be trying to teach you something, but it's a little bit less like an education and is more about information. Atlassian has really good hubs. They have several different hubs on their website. This one is specifically called Incident Management, and it ranks really well for the incident management keyword. And you can see how they have this navigation over on the side here, and this has the exact same structure that I outlined before, where it has the generic topic, which is incident management, but then they have a subtopic, which is respond, resolve, learn, and more resources. And then within that, they have incident communication, they have incident response and on-call. And then within those, they have even more specific things. And so each of these pages are resolvable. So if we're at incident management, we can go to the on-call overview. And so now we are at incident management / on-call. And so you see how this follows the path structure that I was talking about before. And so this page ranks great for on-call, and specifically on-call keywords that are related to incident management. And you can tell they're targeting the on-call keyword because they have titles here like what is on-call, which probably is a keyword that they're targeting with their content, the pros and cons of being on-call. So you can see they're targeting the on-call keyword with this, but this information is technically still within the incident management keyword. And so that increases the value of this incident management page because it has more information within. And then we can go even deeper. We can go to alert fatigue. And obviously this page is specifically targeting the alert fatigue keyword. And you can see how we're three deep now. We're at incident management / on-call / alert fatigue. And this alert fatigue keyword is probably a really low volume keyword. It's probably a really low difficulty keyword. And yet they have this very specific piece of content that targets this keyword. And you can also see something that Atlassian does really well is their internal linking. It pushes people to other pages on their website, but it also pushes people to other external pages to get more information. And this is a good sign to Google that this page on the internet is very valuable because it has contextual links that point to other authoritative sources on the internet. And that's a good green flag of trust from Google. So lots of internal links to other pages in the hub, lots of external links pointing to expert sources that can give them more information on the topic. Well done, Atlassian. This is a really great hub. I love giving this as an example. Next is data hubs. Data hubs you can think of as almost like a programmatic SEO approach where you have thousands and thousands of rows of information and you can organize it into pieces of content that can help people. This hub here is specifically related to people looking for careers. Information. You can see there's this careerexplorer.com/careers. Then there's a list of all these different careers. So we can jump into the accountant career and you can see we're now at careerexplorer.com/careers/accountant. And within the accountant page, now we have even more subpages. You can see salaries within accountants. So now we're at careerexplorer.com/accountant/salary. There's lots of information on this page. There's not a lot of content. There's not a lot of writing on this page. So you can tell that these people just have all this data and they just formatted a page around it, structured it in a way where it's easy to read and nice to read and stuff like that. But anyway, so this page here, you can tell is trying to target the accountant salary keyword. And it's very well presented and it's very well done. And honestly, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get you to join their audience. They're trying to get you to sign up for a free test so they can get your email address and they can ping you later with different things and different products and services that they offer. Next is list hubs. James Clear is an expert SEO. I actually have a video of this on my Twitter. He has this hub page here on habits. I call this a list hub because this page basically lists all of the different habits related articles on his website. And he's got probably at least 50, maybe even 100 on his website. And it makes this page really valuable because if people come to just this habits page, then they're able to then navigate to a lot more specific content related to habits. There's these different types of ways to form better habits. This page specifically ranks as the number one position for the keyword habits. So when somebody Googles habits, James Clear shows up at the top. And so that's really valuable, right? Like that's a really short tail, high volume keyword, and James Clear is at the top. And he uses a hub to rank for that. Now, you could see how this is way more valuable than a 20,000 word blog post on the ultimate guide to habits. Google knows this. I talked about this a little bit before, but Google knows that conciseness and access to specific information that somebody wants is way more valuable than just putting a book on the internet, because who's actually going to sit there and read that entire book while they're surfing the internet? That's not what people are looking for. They're looking for little bits of specific pieces of information. And so the better you can guide people to the exact piece of information that they want, the better that you're going to have a chance at showing Google that you are valuable and that you know what you're doing and you know how to help people. Last, I have product hubs, and I'm just on the Under Armour website here. And you can see we're at underarmour.com/US/men's. And then if we pick a subcategory like shoes, we're now at underarmour.com/men's/shoes. And then we can pick an even further subtopic from there. Now we're at soccer, so we're at men's soccer shoes. And you can see where this is going. This allows people to get very specific. And certainly if somebody's Googling Under Armour men's soccer shoes, this is the exact page that they're going to land on. Product pages like this are a great example of how you can use hubs to target very specific keywords like this, where somebody's looking for soccer cleats for men. And you can target more generic keywords where you're looking for men's athletic wear or men's shoes, and it can be any kind of shoe. Different outfitters like Under Armour and other big brands use hubs as a way to target very specific keywords and more generic keywords.